The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. A leper came to Jesus and, kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I do will it, be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. He said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord.
Something struck me about the Gospel that I hadn't noticed before, hadn't made the connection. The position of the leper and the position of Jesus, complete opposites. The leper is shunned by the people. We hear at the end, Jesus can't get away from anybody. They hound him, they hunt him down. One is shunned by the people, one is embraced by the people. And the constant, the people. Do you know what the leper is going through? Have you ever been picked on when you're growing up? I'm the only one who was ever picked on. I think most of us have been at one time or another. Sometimes it happens when we're adults. You know, we can't figure out, well, why can't I just cross the barrier and be a part of this group? Why won't they let me in? It's a lonely and isolated position. You yearn to be a part of it, but just can't. Sometimes we do it to ourselves. We want to be a part of the group, but we don't want to risk embarrassment. We don't want to risk rejection. And if I don't take that step, if I don't try, then they don't have an opportunity to reject me. But even then, it's a lonely and isolated existence. It's what the leper is going through. Cut off from the community. By whom? By the people. And I hate to say it, but I've been a part of that crowd. I remember growing up, Timmy Curran lived down the street, and we all picked on Timmy. Timmy was this fat kid that smelled funny. Let's be honest, I was a fat kid that smelled funny too at the same time. But we shunned Timmy. I am not proud of that at all. It's embarrassing to say. And I remember thinking, well, if we pick on him, then no one's picking on me, so let's gang up. You would think that as an adult, I would grow out of that. I mean, that was years and years and years ago. And I find myself still behaving like that at times, shunning others. If I go to a priest gathering, one of the first things I do when I enter the room, size up the room. I don't want to sit with them. I want to sit with these over here. I don't want anything to do with those priests. Here's my people. Remember in probation, working with the probation office. And I'm sure it's like that with everybody's office. There's always one person that you kind of shy away from. Well, let's all go out to lunch, but let's not invite that one. Family gatherings. Well, I'll go if he's not there or she's not there. Let's all go to the game, but don't invite that one. People that think differently from me really don't want to associate with. People that are not very religious, anti-religious, don't want to associate with them. Those that are overly religious, I don't want to associate with them either. It's embarrassing to think like that. And then there's Jesus. Jesus who excludes no one. Jesus who is all about including, making the community whole, bringing others in. No one on the fringes, no one on the outside looking in. All are welcomed by Jesus. He's the one that eats and drinks with sinners and tax collectors. He's the one that associates and interacts with Gentiles, with women, with children. He is the one that includes all. And my friends, here today, we are his followers. We are his disciples. We are his presence in the world today. We are his hands that touch, that heal, that include.